Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and I'm not sure I've ever been more nervous before an interview we've done on this show. I'm not sure I've ever wanted to make sure we do it right. What an honor and what a blessing right now it is, ladies and gentlemen, to have Vicki Finch, the wife of the late, great Larry Finch. She joins us now. She's in studio. I told her my hands are shaking literally as I shook them out in the lobby. First off, Vicki, what an honor to have you here.
Oh, I am so happy to be here on such a gracious occasion.
Are you?
It's a wonderful occasion.
What's the occasion?
The occasion is to celebrate Memphis celebrating Penny.
I am so happy that you said that, because you looked like on Thursday night, and I made the point when they showed you on the Jumbotron, you and the family, you looked like you were having a ball.
I had a wonderful time. I mean, from the time I got there to the time I left, I am impressed with Penny and his squad. I am.
Had they reached out to you? Had Penny reached out? Had the school reached out and said, now you got to be here? Were you already all in plans to come? You weren't going to miss this? How did that kind of go down that they got you there?
Well, Penny has said from the beginning, when mm-hmm. he first got the job, he informed me and, well, Larry's brother, Ron, who's always in the know. Ron, if you want to know something, that's
we
Ron.
Have found that
Ron
out.
Yes, indeed.
Knows everything. And so when Ron told me that Penny was in contention for the job, when he said contention, I understood that they were really looking at him. Mm-hmm. You know, I've always been a supporter of the University of Memphis. Even when Larry was released, that's my alma mater.
Yep.
And when you believe in something, you believe in it. And so I've tried to be supportive all the way through. But when Penny's mm-hmm. name was mentioned as the head coach, that was just the most incredible day of my life, because I know Larry was turning over, probably doing one of his toe touches that he couldn't do.
you were one of the, I mean, the first people when Penny was introduced. I mean, he had his, you know, his line of, you know, hugs he gave out. You were, you know, you were on that line.
The first lady.
Penny is so special. He has treated me so well and have given me so much recognition. And I think it's because of the closeness he had with my husband that he has treated me like a mother. I'll tell you something he did at the game that impressed me more than anything else. When I walked into the forum, I was introduced by Penny. Penny told his team, he took me in the locker room, which I had never been in before.
Oh, my.
Took me in the locker room and said, I want y'all to introduce yourself to Miss Finch. This is my coach's wife.
Wow.
And each one of them, I mean, just stopped like on a pin and came over and shook my hand and introduced themselves to me.
Wow.
And I felt so special. Not only did he do this, during the game, he told me sit on the bench. And so I was thinking, well, the boys are going to be sitting on the bench, so I'll sit on the second row. And so me doing what I thought was best, sat on the second row. Penny came out, saw me sitting on the second row. He told them to put me on the first row. He sat me in his chair mm-hmm. while he and the team sat on the floor. How good does that get? Does it get any
it
better?
It doesn't get any better than that. It shows the great deal of respect that you have for the for the First Lady.
That is amazing.
That's what that is.
I had never been treated with such respect and honor, and I just he just won my heart.
So it feels like son. You have sons. It feels like
a
biological
son
like yours.
You're right. It does.
You know, the day that he was introduced, and John talked about this, you know, after he does his introductory, you know, sort of speech and talks to us, he goes through the crowd and sorts of and shakes everyone's hand.
Everybody.
He's signing his autographs. He's taking every picture possible
right.
before he goes and does media. And it reminded me of your husband and the way he would work with fans. Everybody, Vicky, and I bet you get this to this day, has got a story about some time where Larry pulled them over to the side and probably gave them a little more attention than they thought they deserved from Larry. And I saw that. I saw a little bit of Larry that day, I thought, in Penny and him touching everybody, him talking to everybody, and it felt like, did you get that feeling?
This is true. This is true because I remember one thing that Larry did before each game. And you would see him go and shake everybody's hand that was in a wheelchair, or any senior citizen, or you could see him playing with some little
kid.
That was just
and
part
he never
of
stopped.
What he did. And I see when I see Penny doing things like that, yes, he reminds me of my husband because they both have something in common that they love what they do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not just the game, it's the people in the game.
Right.
And the people in the game is not restricted to the athletes, it's the people of Memphis.
Yes, ma'am.
And he loved Memphis, that's why he never left.
That's right.
So,
it's a city's program.
Full disclosure, I'm 27. I don't know if you could tell.
Okay.
I'm 27 years old, and so I grew up in Memphis, and so I knew all about Larry, and my mom told me all about Larry. But I'd like to hear from you. Like, how do you remember Larry? What was he like, you know, as a coach? I mean, like, how do you sort of remember him?
I remember Larry as being a very concerned person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he recruited, he just didn't recruit anybody. He recruited kids that he thought he could help or work with. Sometimes the people that he recruited, others might have thought, why is he recruiting that? I mean, he got ridiculed for recruiting the kids from Memphis. They thought, oh, he can't recruit outside of Memphis. But his thought was, why go outside of Memphis when I got the talent right here?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't understand that. But he was a caring coach. He liked family. He liked the team to think of themselves as a family. Everybody was important. There was no one on the team that was not important. Even if you didn't get to play, you know that at one time we may need you. So you need to be ready to go whenever you're called upon. And several times we did have to go to the bench when some of our key players got hurt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was there for a purpose. And whatever your purpose was, that's what you were there for. And you had to understand that. Everybody had a purpose, and though your purpose may not be this,
mm-hmm.
it's going to end up something that you probably can use later on in your life. He loved the kids.
Yeah.
He loved the faculty. He loved the school. He loved Orange Bowl.
Of course.
And
that.
Of course, he loved Memphis. So he was one that was faithful and loyal to the people he loved.
And we certainly miss him.
How tricky, there's no question about that. How tricky is being in that First Lady seat? And how, because there's only a few that have sat in it, and mm-hmm. we're always talking about the coaches, but you all see everything, and you go through everything right with that coach. You talked about it. Even when they moved on from Larry, you never stopped supporting the University of Memphis. Was that tough? Because that's your husband, too, you know?
But... The thing is, Larry never stopped me from being an individual.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, he never told me, okay, I'm the coach at University of Memphis, so you need to stay at home and take care of the kids. I was not that type of person.
You don't strike me as that kind of woman, ma'am.
No, I love teaching,
mm-hmm.
and I love children, too. And I love competing, too. And, of course, I'm not trying to brag, but...
Let them know.
I had a top dance team
mm-hmm.
that have won national competition.
Yes,
Yep. International competitions.
Okay.
I've had track teams that have won cities. At that time, we didn't have state.
We got an all-star coach right here.
I'm not sure who the better coach was.
I won track 4 years in a row.
Okay, that's a dynasty right there.
Not bragging.
Do you remember, can you tell me how y'all met? Because I've always wanted to know, and if you don't mind, because I've always wanted to know. I've never heard that story.
It's really funny. Well, I met Larry through my cousin, Roland.
Okay.
And we were out playing hide-and-go-seek.
Okay.
On Hamilton Street in Orange Mound.
In the mound, yes.
In the mound. And Roland brought him over and said, I have somebody I want you to meet. You know, he may be sort of interested in you. Of course, at that time, boys didn't mean that much to me. So
how old were you then?
Oh, I don't even remember. I was in June.
Y'all played hide and seek.
I was playing hide and seek, and I met him. He went to my church, and I met him in church too. But I don't think we really got serious until later on. But that was the first time I met him.
Okay.
I was playing hide and seek, which it wasn't hard to hide because we didn't have many street lights. Mm-hmm. So when it was dark, you could stand up in the middle of the street and nobody could see you. But,
yep.
You know, that was the game that was that we played. And that was the first time I met him.
Did you think he was cute?
But it was later on that at that time, he wasn't anybody to me. I mean.
Of course.
I was. But later on, when I got in high school and I became a cheerleader and I learned a little bit about basketball and football. And, of course, Larry had really cute legs, and that's what attracted me to
legs. Larry's legs.
Larry had cute legs.
Okay.
Okay. He kept working on you, apparently, the whole time. Kept playing hide and seek with you, and eventually won you over. Little Larry.
With the cute legs.
Yeah.
Now, the boys, keep showing those legs. Don't make those pants too long.
There you go. All those long pants. Show those legs.
The short shorts are coming back now.
Oh, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, they better watch out.
I imagine you have great expectations for Penny Hardaway and him as a head coach and for this program now and where it's headed.
You know what? If you don't have it, something is wrong. Mm-hmm. You have to look at this kid's background. He's been in spotlight ever since he was in high school. Not only he was a winner in high school, he went to college and he was outstanding in college. And then he went to the pros and he was outstanding in the pros. And then he even went to the Olympics. Now, what more qualification can you ask for than a person that has been winning in every aspect of the game?
Yep.
You know,
every level.
Every level of the game. So I have, you know, I'm looking for him to do great things, but I have to understand, because my husband was a coach, is that you have to give them a chance to grow. You have to give these kids a chance to connect. He can't go out on the floor and play ball for them.
Right.
You know, and they have to listen to him, and you have to give him a chance to make his mistakes and overcome whatever obstacles he has to overcome, because people are looking for him to be great. I mean, if you ask anybody in Memphis right now, we're going to be in the NCAA finals. You know,
I know. We're all hype. I know.
Hyped about this, but all these kids have to grow together. They have to become a family. And what I've seen so far on that court with Midnight Madness, it seemed like a group of kids who want the same thing.
Yep.
You see,
yes, ma'am.
All of them were working together. You didn't see any placed above the other. It's each one, you know, each of them taking selfish of themselves, and then letting the other one take selfies of themselves. So it was just a good vibe, just a good spirit, but we got to let Penny do his thing and let him do his thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember the recruitment of Penny? Was that one where where you know where Coach Finch was coming home. He's like, we got to get this kid. What was that like going? Because I know as you know as the first lady, you're gonna hear all about this. Was it a battle? I mean, what was it like?
Many a nights, my bed at the end of my bed, I was awakened. I mean, Larry and Coach Sales and you know the staff at the university, they're talking about you know. Penny Hardaway, that's the guy to get. That's the one we need. And as I've said before, it was Penny's grandmother. See, everybody was going after Penny, but Larry went after Penny's grandmother because she was the force behind Penny.
Mm-hmm.
And Penny loved his grandmother.
You tell me how strong a woman she was.
She was such a strong woman, you know, that... She was going to make sure that he went to the place where she thought he would be taken care of because that was her baby. And mm-hmm. she was the type of black, she was a black woman. She was a strong woman. You looked at her, and when she was serious, she was serious. It was no smiling or grinning when it came to Penny. You're going to tell her the truth, and you're going to do what you say, or you're going to regret it.
Mm-hmm.
She was that type of woman. She was a strong woman. So I respected her from day one. When I saw her day one and when I met her and the way that she explained to Larry what she wanted for Penny and what Penny wanted for himself, then it was a battle. He was determined. You know, Larry is one of those fighters. You know, you give him a fight, he's ready to go.
Uh-huh.
You know,
love fights.
He's going to fight to the end. You're not going to step over him. You're not going to ignore him. I know a lot of players tried to ignore Larry, but he wasn't to be.
He wasn't going for that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I know we've touched on it. You know, you've supported Memphis. You know, even though it didn't end the way anybody would have wanted, but you've supported Memphis. You know, through the years, it must just be an enhanced sense of pride when it's not just one of Memphis's own, but you know, somebody who was so close. You know, with Larry.
Well, I'll tell you what Larry told me. Because I asked him a lot of times, why aren't you not fighting back? Why are you letting go so easy? Why are you doing this? And he told me, he said, Vicki, you don't tear down what you build up. This is a program I made, and I'm not going to tear it down by saying negative things about it. No matter who takes my place, no matter what happens in the end, is that I build a program that I am proud of. So I am not going to tear it down. Memphis State gave me an opportunity to do this. You know, even though the opportunity fell short of what we expected, still the opportunity was there. And had they not given us the opportunity, he wouldn't have been able to do what he did here for Memphis. And just how many places is it that you can be a player and then you can be a coach, and then you can go and play in a team called the Pros that is a professional team in your city, right here. And then the thing they announced this year about making a statue of him.
Yeah.
I mean, a little kid from Orange Mound, a little kid that wore Kent's shoes. No, we didn't have Converse or nothing. We had Kent's, a little Kent's tennis.
Mm-hmm.
We had the little tennis that cost $10, you know. Mm-hmm. But he came from nowhere. I mean, he didn't have anything. I tell you, my husband didn't have anything when he was growing up. His mother, that's why I say strong women. She took care of her son and her family the best way she knew how. I mean, she has several children. I mean, I look at Ron. Ron has been through some things. But he's come out stronger for what he's gone through. Mm-hmm. And he was Larry's. I mean, everybody would say, Larry, why you spend time on that? But that same Ron that he took care of is taking care of me. You know, he's always checking on me and making sure that I get what I need or I know what I need to know about what is going on in Memphis. So I'm so grateful to the Finch family because his sister Gloria and Gay, and I, well, you know, they have all these nicknames.
Yes,
Greg Greg, they're all fantastic people and have really made something of their lives. So I'm really proud of that family.
We're
and
talking
grateful
to,
for.
Talking to the beautiful Vicki Finch, the wife of the late, great Larry Finch. And I'd wonder that to piggyback off something John asked you, that news and something you just mentioned, that news came from the University of Memphis that they want to do the park and the statue for your husband. Did that mean as much to you when you heard that news as we hoped it would mean to you all? Like, how was it special when you heard it? Can you envision yourself sitting in that park and looking in that statue? What does it mean to the family?
That was one of the most exciting things I've heard since Larry have died, because my husband loved Memphis.
Yes, ma'am.
And to memorialize him with a statue like that, I think he's well deserved. I'm not going to say he didn't deserve it. I think
you
he's one of the
that,
Memphis
huh?
people that went out on a limb for this city because he loved this city. But this is what Memphis is about. Most Memphians love Memphis.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I know other people may see it from a different perspective, but from our perspective, this is the place where we grew up. I want my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren to know who their great-grandfather was.
And what he meant to this
and
city.
And what he meant to other people.
Amen.
Yes. So this is one of the most fantastic things that I can think of that they could honor Larry with. I mean, I know he would probably be joking or saying something funny or crazy because he was a real joker. But for them to do this is an honor, and he loves it. I mean, this has been a full come around when I see where Larry started.
Yes.
And where
that's
Penny is. And I think Penny's going to take us there. I think he's going to take us where Larry couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
That Final Four. We went to the Final Four with Larry.
Oh, and believe
and
me, I know.
All he needed was for us to go to the Final Four during his college, you know, his coaching career. And even though he didn't, if Penny can take us there one day, I'm not saying immediately,
yes,
but
ma'am.
If he can take us there one day, I think the circle will be enclosed. I mean, I think we'll have our ring.
I think you're right. I think because I think we all could, you could sort of feel Larry's spirit in that building on
Sunday night.
Right.
I could feel him. I knew he was there. I felt him there.
Well, Ms. Finch, you're a beautiful soul, and we certainly appreciate you coming in. This has been a tremendous honor. So thank you so very much for your time.
It is so good to see you so happy and back in the fold.
I am. I won't miss a game, and I don't expect anybody else to either.
You don't have to worry about that.
We won't not anymore.
They got the season ticket parts taken care of. You don't have to worry about that.
Thank you for this.
Yes,
thank you both. You're both beautiful.
We will come back, wrap it up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.